What started as a plan among friends to throw a great party has blossomed into a celebration of local music that now enters its seventh year. The Northside Music Festival helps to launch the summer music festival season by presenting 18 bands on three stages for two nights at the Northside Tavern, all for free. The music has been curated in such a way as to be representative of the region while still presenting a wide variety of styles and genres. The selection, like the neighborhood itself, is eclectic and inclusive. Jason Snell of Ohio Knife and We Have Become Vikings co-founded the event with friends Mike Gibney and Scott Torres. I spoke with Jason to find out more about the Northside Music Festival. So Jason, what's your role with the Northside Music Festival?
Well, I guess like 7 years ago, basically I had an idea that I wanted to get my buddies all together and have a night and take over the tavern, you know, right when the back room opened. And I was like, you know what, let's just do like a little night festival kind of atmosphere where we start bands really early. It's a good excuse to get outside, you know, sort of, I don't know, opening the door for summer. And you know, 4th of July Carnival has been, you know, been there and a few years older than we are. So we kind of said, hey, this could be a sort of a jumping point to get to that, you know, sort of the pre-party, if you will, for that. So, you know, it was a good excuse to make some cool posters and get a bunch of my buddies together that also played in a bunch of different bands. And, you know, a free show. I mean, you know, you get 10 bands in there and you can see that all in one night. I don't know, it was exciting for me. And Ed was like, you know, he'd known of me and bands I'd played in. And he said, go for it. And here's a budget. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
And Northside is... it's kind of well known as a community that's wide open. It's accepting of all people. And another thing about Northside is you kind of can't swing a dead cat without hitting a band. So there's so much going on. Yeah. Has it been hard to limit the number of bands that you allow to be part of the festival?
Yeah, you know, and that's what kind of stinks sometimes, because, you know, we'll get a lot of bands reaching out and even out of town now, which is awesome. And, you know, hey, can we play? Can we play? And, you know, my team and I, Mike Gibney, Scott Torres, you know, it's hard. It's hard to say no. And I think we still have this kernel, good or bad, of like our buddies that we try to include and we ask them first. And, you know, some people probably gawk at that, but, you know, it's about Northside. It's about the communities. It's about the bands there, like you said, and that's sort of the kernel of that. But, you know, we have been branching out. We've brought bands in from Louisville and Columbus and even Cleveland. It's hard to say no. And a lot of times what it is too is I'll ask people from the year before, can you do it? And it's like, oh, I can't, I'm out of town. And it's like, hey, well, you know what, let's do it next year. So always thinking ahead of like, you know what, we didn't get you this year, but man, let's get you next year. So there is that thinking of that, of not saying no, but saying, let's do it next year then.
And the format, like you said, it's kind of a festival atmosphere. It's 2 days, three stages.
Yeah.
And so it's just one after another of constant, really great local music.
Yeah, you know, and this is the first year after, you know, in our seventh year now that we're doing two nights. It's always been one, and that's really been hard to say no to bands, like really great bands, you know. And this year is crazy because we've got the three stages and then the two nights. And every single one of those bands could headline any night of the week anywhere in the Midwest, I feel like. So that's really kind of bringing this whole, keeping that energy going, but now it's two nights, which is pretty incredible.
Can you give me an idea of some of the bands that we'll see at the Northside Music Festival this year?
Most of these bands are personal favorites of the team and, you know, Scott, Mike, and I for doing this. And you know, we're looking at this, and this is all sort of us looking at it and saying, you know, these are all of our favorite bands around right now. I mean, you know, when you have like a national artist and Grammy winner, Brian Olive headlining the first night, you know you're doing something right. So, you know, Brian Olive, the Sundresses, you know, those guys don't play in town much. It's great to see them in there. You know, we've got another project from the folks from Y, Dream Tiger, they're playing. They're really exciting. They're doing a lot of cool things. To bands like Lab Partners and Night Beast from Dayton coming down. And those guys, you know, they've got ex-members of Gotta Buy Voices and Night Beast, I think, just opened up a couple of shows for Montreal. So there's a lot of, you know, really great bands doing great things. Perfect Children, Abia, State Song, Molly Sullivan, you know, a lot of really great bands that are not just doing great things in Cincinnati, but taking that talent outside the city too. You know, we've also have a bunch of the local fooderies. They're staying open later. We're also looking at, we're having a handful of food trucks in the lot across the street. So that's a really cool new thing this year that'll be exciting. So you can kind of walk outside, grab a taco or a waffle, and head back in and see some free music.
So it's a block party.
It is, and it's free. You're not going to see this caliber of bands in a weekend and two nights for free.
Listening to the names of all the bands that you just listed, there are not only a whole lot of bands, but there's a whole lot of different kind of bands.
I think that's the thing. When we first started it, you know, you could look at that and go, oh, there's a lot of rock and roll, garagey kind of bands, and it was true. So I think in the last couple of years, we really tried to look at that and say, you know, we need to cover a lot more ground here. We need to cover, you know, there's more than just rock and roll and in our community. And, you know, when we look at like Abia with hip hop and what she's doing, you know, we look at bands, you know, Jeremy Pennell and what he's doing, Young Heirlooms. So we're really trying to branch out from just the rock and roll. But still, I mean, that's like in my blood. I want to make sure that's well represented, which it is. But, you know, like looking outside of that too, and like Black Signals playing. I mean, they're pretty amazing. They're going to headline one of the nights outside. So that's going to be pretty crazy.
Well, even though it's called the Northside Music Festival, it really is representative of Greater Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's an awesome point. I mean, we're trying, you know, and it's really cool because we're like, this is our seventh year. It's not like we just started this last year. And, you know, we just work with volunteers and really Ed really supporting us and helping out. It's not like we're going and knocking on doors to give us a bunch of funding and things like that. We're doing it in our backyard. We're doing it at our favorite pub in town. And we're just having fun. I mean, I think the people that come and play this show and go and see this are, they're Cincinnatians, but they know a little bit about the tavern. You know, we want to try to get some fresh blood in there and look and see what's going on. But this is a really good representation. I mean, it's obviously it's no Midpoint, it's no Bunbury, it's you know, it's nothing like that to that scale. But it speaks to our neighborhood and who we are.
The Northside Music Festival is June 13th and 14th at the Northside Tavern. For more information about the festival, including a list of performers, please visit us at wbxu.org/lx. For WBXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.